Holy chemtrails, Batman. A bishop plans to spray murder-plagued city with holy water from a helicopter to get rid of the devil, from what he says. Also, what we got to talk about a little bit later, a billionaire Israeli-American philanthropist is praying for the day when a book of Trump will be added to the Bible, which is really silly, but we got to talk about it. All that and more on today's Peck Report. Book of Trump. I can hardly believe it. So hopefully everybody is doing well today. I'm sorry for the long hiatus. Oh my gosh, it has been a pretty crazy week. So something that really knocked us for a loop here at Daily Renegade is our YouTube channel became demonetized. So YouTube decided that we can no longer run ads on the channel, which means that we lost a big source of revenue for such a young business, a young ministry getting started here. And so we took a hit there. So I've been trying to deal with that. I've been trying to put out fires all over the place at Daily Renegade because of that, and making sure that people that, you know, work for us and provide content still get paid and still get taken care of. So it's been a little bit hectic, but hopefully things are starting to calm down. We'll see. But that's basically what happened. So big apologies for the hiatus. I don't know for sure if I'm going to be able to do Peck Report every single day the way that I have been. The goal is to get back to that as soon as humanly possible, but we have to get the rest of this smoothed out first. So as you know, the end goal of Daily Renegade has always been to get off of YouTube completely and to just have everything at dailyrenegade.com. And that still is the goal. It's just it's a costly pursuit, and we're not there financially to be able to do that just yet. So this came a little bit premature, but God is good. He's taking care of us, and we're going to be okay. So just to wrap that up, not sure if I can do Peck Report every single day, but we're going to do it as often as we can and get back to the daily Peck Report show as soon as humanly possible. There's also a bunch of stuff with Nathan, you know, and Nathan's fine. My son, he's in remission from cancer. He's fine still, but he has some increased hospital treatments that so Christina has to take him out of town every single day now. It's been a little all over the place, but that's okay. We are here today and we got a lot to talk about. So talking about chemtrails, the holiest of chemtrails, a Catholic bishop is planning to use a helicopter to spray holy water over an entire city that he claims is being plagued by demons. Yahoo News reported on this and said Monsignor Ruben Dario Yaramilo Montoya, that's quite a name, bishop for the Colombian seaport city of Buenaventura, is borrowing a helicopter from the Navy in a bid to cleanse the streets of wickedness on July 14th. That's coming up at the time of this recording. So what's that? Today's July 8th, so you got a few more days, a little less than a week to get the demons out of the city, apparently. But he says, quote, "We want to go around the whole Buenaventura from the air and pour holy water onto it to see if we exorcise all those demons that are destroying our port," end quote. Now, he's reported to have told a Colombian radio station that. Also, he says, quote, "So that God's blessing comes and gets rid of the wickedness that is in our streets," end quote. And this bishop was ordained in 2017 by Pope Francis. So Buenaventura, which is Colombia's biggest Pacific seaport, is notorious for drug trafficking and the violence inflicted by criminal gangs. Human Rights Watch issued a report on the city detailing the recent history of abductions by successor groups to right-wing paramilitary guerrillas. The gangs have been known to maintain chop-up houses where they slaughter victims. Mr. Montoya told the local press, according to Newsweek, quote, "In Buenaventura, we have to get rid of the devil to see if we can return the tranquility that the city has lost with so many crimes, acts of corruption, and so much evil and drug trafficking. It will be a great public demonstration for the entire community where we will pour holy water to see if so many bad things end and the devil goes out of here," end quote. Now, although there have been efforts to tackle violence by creating a humanitarian zone in the city, the bishop said that there have been 51 murders in Buenaventura in 2019 so far. So there's obviously, you know, a lot of problems with that area. I don't think this is the solution, personally. I'm not a Catholic. I don't think dumping holy water on the problem is really going to do it. And I think probably most of you, I would even suspect a lot of Catholics probably agree with that too. I think really what needs to change, there needs to be a heart change in this community. You need to get Christians out there witnessing and evangelizing these people. Now, that can be really dangerous if there's a whole lot of murderers. You know, that can be a very dangerous pursuit, but you start a church community and then have that outreach grow and grow and grow. That's what's going to push the devil out, as this Catholic priest says. It's not so much about the devil per se. You know, I mean, in an abstract way that, you know, sin has come into the world, the devil and demons tempt man, all that stuff. Then yeah, but really, it's a broken person problem. It's humanity being broken. We're flawed. We have to have a reason to change. Otherwise, we're going to keep doing. I mean, think about if this is like a place where there's a lot of drugs, and so you imagine these criminals must make a lot of money. So, what you got to do is show them how. And I don't know. Again, it's a very dangerous pursuit, and it's something that would take a long time in a whole community to work towards. But it's really about shifting the broader culture. You shift the broader culture towards Christianity, showing how, you know, materialism really gets you nowhere. Not really. You know, all the money in the world can't buy you another second on this earth. That kind of stuff, as cliched as it sounds, it's true. You change the culture to reflect those types of values. And you're always going to have bad people, but the less demand there is for, you know, things like drugs and criminality and all that, then they'll go somewhere else. That's what's going to drive them out. So I really believe that we should all pray for Buenaventura. And if there's people who are watching this, who are in the area, you know, go to church, get some apologetics training if you can, go out, try to witness to people. I'm not saying go and, you know, into really dangerous areas. You take that stuff slowly, but go where God leads you, really. But if you can just get the outer fringe, like if you imagine the whole city, like imagine all the worst criminals were right in the middle, and then the best people in the city were on the outskirts. I know it's obviously not divided up like that, but let's say it was, and then you got all the rest of the people in the middle in varying gradations of dangerous. Well, if you start from the edges and work your way in, eventually you'll take back the city, and it won't be as dangerous, because every time you close in a little bit, it shifts the culture a little bit more. Those dangerous criminals in the middle, maybe not as many of them are as dangerous the closer you go in. It takes a long time. It takes years and years. It takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of support. It does not take helicopters full of buckets of holy water. So that's my personal opinion. This is a good question for all of you who are watching for free on YouTube. What are your thoughts about holy water? I know most Protestants will say, you know, well, we don't need to deal with any of that. But a lot of us, sometimes we use anointing oils. You know, what's really the difference there? It's a substance that we're blessing or hoping Jesus blesses, or praying for Jesus to bless, and then we're using it to, you know, rid demons from the area or for a variety of other reasons. What do you think about holy water, and do you think that it is different than anointing oil? What's the difference? Should we be messing around with any of this? Should we just go straight to God each and every time, or is it some kind of combination where, you know, you pray with the anointing oil or holy water or what have you, and then that somehow gives it an extra boost or something, and it does something in the demonic realm? I'm curious to know. I want to know, because many of you know the trailer story for me. My wife and I grew up in an extremely demonically charged trailer. Grew up, we got married, and that was our first home. In a sense, we grew up there, but you know, that when our first like year, a couple of years of marriage was there, and it was incredibly demonically charged, and I had learned from L.A. Marzulli, actually, at the time, to do the holy, to do the anointing oil thing. Like, he taught me what all that was about. I mean, he didn't say that there was, like, when he explained it to me, it was that, you know, the power is in the name and authority of Jesus Christ alone. And then, but, you know, you can do the anointing oil thing. And I did it. I can't say if it was only the name of Jesus or if it was the name of Jesus with the oil, that the oil being put on the doorpost, like, it somehow held the authority of Jesus there so they couldn't come back in. I don't know. I'm kind of split on that issue. I tend to believe that just if you're walking with God, you can cast demons out without the need for, you know, oil or water or anything special. But, you know, there are times where things are used. Jesus Christ could raise people from the dead without anything. But then sometimes he used mud to heal the blind. So I don't know all the ins and outs of that. That would be an interesting study, though. Anyway, I'd like to know what you think. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. Okay, so before we move on to the Book of Trump Bible, before we move on to that, I've got to tell you about my good friends over at Coastline Kratom. So if you are a chronic pain sufferer like me and you don't want to get hopelessly addicted to opioids, this might be a solution. But I caution you, do your own research. You must make yourself incredibly informed. Now, if you're a member of Daily Renegade, you have access to a video that I tried to put on YouTube. YouTube deleted, but it's all about Kratom and how the reported deaths of Kratom are manufactured and all that stuff. Can't talk about it too much here because then we'll lose our whole channel, but and we're not ready for that yet. But Coastline Kratom is great. So all you got to do is click on the link in the description below. It'll take you right there. Now, with Coastline Kratom, you do have to set up a Zelle Pay account. They make it really easy. You can do it right on their website. And the reason you have to do this is because not a lot of credit card companies want to deal with the sale of Kratom. It's kind of like like CBD is getting increasingly more difficult to buy in certain areas. It's also getting more widespread, which is great. But so you can click on the link in the description below or go to dailyrenegade.com while you're there. You can check out our friends at CBD Pure and CBD Pets. I have now officially been taking CBD oil like every day for a couple of weeks now. I started taking it every day just to see what the benefits are. I take it an hour before bed. I sleep great. I actually sleep better than I have in since I was a kid, really. There's just for me, there's been a lot of benefits. Again, all anecdotal, so you got to do your own research with this stuff as well. But the good thing about CBD Pure is, and same with CBD Pets, the same company, just two different brands, one for human, one for pets. But they put all of their research on their site, so they independently, through a third-party testing facility, they test every batch to make sure that it's completely pure, non-GMO, it's totally organic, pesticide-free, all the stuff that you want in a good CBD oil. And you can check all of that on their website. They're very transparent. That's why I love this company. So go to dailyrenegade.com or just click on the link in the description below. All right. So we're gonna call it good here for YouTube and Facebook. So for everybody who is viewing on YouTube and Facebook for free, who are not members, thank you so much. Please do consider becoming a member. Let me get that graphic up for you. DailyRenegade.com, become a member. It's what keeps us going, and you get full access to all of our shows. You get full access to Peck Report, to Peck Underground Church, Apollineering. We have a couple more shows. I recently spoke with Carl Tykrib, author of Game of Gods. He's going to be providing some content, which is great. And you know, we still have an upcoming Ryan Peterson show. There have been a couple other people that I'm very excited that we're bringing on. So we got some excellent shows coming up. We have some excellent shows now. So go and become a member today. It is only $10 a month or $100 a year. And listen, you want to do that now because with everything going on, if we lost our YouTube channel tomorrow, I can't promise that the price isn't going to increase. It won't increase for already existing members. So get it now while it's still cheap, because I can't promise for sure that we're going to be able to hold it at this price forever. So $10 a month, $100 a year. Go sign up today and have access to all sorts of excellent stuff. All right, so everybody else, thank you so much. Please subscribe, click the bell for notifications, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere, so make sure you follow us. Thank you so much. Till next time, take care and God bless. All right, members, thank you for your membership. Thank you for being a part of the family. So this Book of Trump thing is kind of silly, but I thought that it would be something good to talk about. So this was reported on by Breaking Israel News that a billionaire Israeli-American philanthropist is praying for a day when the Book of Trump will be added to the Bible. Now, why are we talking about this? Because obviously that's silly. We don't want to add to the Bible. That would be blasphemous. That'd be sacrilegious. That'd be terrible. The reason we're talking about it is because it shows how strong relations are between America under this presidency and Israel. You never would have heard Jews, any of them, talking about Obama this way. So it's amazing to see that alliance, but also, is this going to have prophetic implications? Is this going to mean that whenever Trump does release his Middle East peace plan, does that mean that they're going to be more willing to be accepting of it? You know, and could that lead, as we've talked about on this channel before, could that lead to the inception of Antichrist? You know, I don't know, but it's stuff that it's interesting how in love with this president the Jewish people are, even to the point of saying this type of thing. So this is really interesting. Miriam Adelson, billionaire philanthropist, wrote an article in her newspaper called Israel Hayom on Thursday titled A Time of Miracles, in which she stated that she was praying the day when the Book of Trump would be added to the Bible. So in the article, she credited U.S. President Trump for her blissful marriage and for bringing the same bliss to the country, which he, you know, he has. So doesn't mean he deserves a book in the Bible over it, but he has. Now, here's a quote from the article. Quote, under his watch, America has finally made good on its decades-old pledge to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the embassy there. In another service to historical justice, Trump declared the Golan Heights to be Israeli territory, and in service to the scrutiny of the security of Israel, and the whole world, he withdrew the United States from a nuclear deal with Iran that was a contemporary echo of the Munich Agreement, end quote. So all very true. Now, Adelson was born in Tel Aviv, Mandatory Palestine in 1945, to parents who fled Poland before the Holocaust. She was a physician for many years before her second marriage to Sheldon Adelson in 1991. A strong supporter of Israel, she is credited with influencing Sheldon's political views on Israel and served as one of the finance vice chairs for the inauguration of Donald Trump. Sheldon Adelson is the 15th richest person in the world and a major contributor to Republican Party candidates. Miriam continued in her article, quote, by rights, Trump should enjoy sweeping support among U.S. Jews just as he does among Israelis. That this has not been the case so far, the 2020 election still beckons, is an oddity that will long be pondered by historians. Scholars of the Bible will no doubt note the heroes, sages, and prophets of antiquity who were similarly spurned by the very people they came to raise up. Would it be, here's the moneymaker quote, would it be too much to pray for a day when the Bible gets a Book of Trump, much like it has a Book of Esther, celebrating the deliverance of the Jews from ancient Persia, end quote. And last year, Trump honored the Israeli-born Adelson with a Presidential Medal of Freedom, noting her career in medicine and philanthropy. Now, I think that this is probably just kind of one of these comments that it's just, I think it's more of a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. I don't think she necessarily really means it to this degree. However, we talk about Trump derangement syndrome. There's also Trump worship syndrome, and there are some people on the right who love him so much. They won't criticize anything that he does. Everything he does is perfect. And I think that is dangerous as well. No, he does not deserve a book in the Bible. Now, history books are going to be writing about Trump for the rest of time, for as long as the Lord tarries. She was right there. Historians are going to be looking at the Trump presidency and are going to wonder about how there could even be so much opposition to his views and to what he does and all that. So that's true. He's already going to have books written about him. You know, he already does. They don't need to be religious, sacred religious texts. That gets too much, too close to the Trump worship syndrome that we see in some people on the right. So obviously, no, he shouldn't have a book in the Bible. But it is interesting to see that there are some prominent Jewish figures that love this guy, excuse me, love this guy so much that they would be willing to even print something like that. So I'm interested in that because the bond between America and Israel is so strong right now. It actually reminds me of Mark Taylor's prophecy when he came out with his prophecy before Trump was elected president. And one of the things that he said, and I remember because when I'm the one that did the trailer for his book, the Trump prophecies, and in the trailer I took pieces of his original prophecy and put it in there, and I remember actually creating the section where he talked about how Israel and America will have, like, I'm paraphrasing, but basically the strongest ties they've ever had, and we're seeing that. So that to me, it's interesting because it's prophetic. It'll be. This type of thing is something to take note of. This is going to be something of interest when Trump finally releases his Middle East peace plan, his deal of the century. We'll have to see if the Jewish people love Trump so much that they're going to agree to anything that he says, or if there's some things that they're just not willing to bend on. But at the same time, we got the rest of the Middle East to worry about, you know, because Trump is not in league with the other surrounding nations, such as like Iran, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, all these places. So a lot of people in the Middle East hate America and hate Israel. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the peace plan. All right, I would like to know what you think. Please leave me a comment on the website. Also, if you have any suggestions for what we can do to make the website better, there are still going to be a lot of additions, and there are still things we're working out. The web developers that I have don't work exclusively for me. They have other clients too, so it's kind of taking a little bit of time, but we're getting there. We're making progress every day, and I have a long list of things that I want to see done on the website, so I'm excited for all of those to be done. I'm excited for all of you to be able to really fully enjoy everything we have planned. Also, I have some amazing new partners with Arc Business, who's going to be doing some graphic design for us, going to be making some products, and I am going to start promoting their business because they're wonderful Christians. They do amazing, amazing work. Actually, the stinger that you see at the beginning of everything that we put out now, you know, the Daily Renegade design that comes in, zooms in, and there's cracks, and you know that 2 second thing. They made that. They made the outro for us. They did this totally for free. This was when they were emailing me asking if they can do more. They offered this for free. And I was like, man, this is really good work, and you know, I like that. I like that a lot. But I've since been able to talk with them more, and I like them. So we're gonna be doing a lot of stuff together. We got some cool merchandise. They've already sent me designs for a Nephilim Hunter T-shirt, which is really cool. And we're gonna get like some mugs and things for the shows. So we're still in the process of building Daily Renegade, but it's going very well, and I can't thank all of you enough. We're still supporting those four ministries that we talked about before. Or well, St. Jude's isn't really a ministry, but we're still supporting those four causes that we talked about before. So still 20% of all the money that comes in through memberships goes to that. So you're still supporting the pro-life movement. You're still supporting St. Jude's, and you're still supporting two ministries that spread the gospel into Israel, because that is extremely important to the Jewish people. Okay, so all that being said, I think that is it. Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear back from you. And until next time, take care and God bless.